This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I will get to those calls in just a second, 877-377-4373. We're going to talk more World Economic Forum, 40 businesses with ESG stuff, all that and more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. I have to finish my story real quick, though. In case you missed it, I finished the last hour. Someone wanted to know about my sea urchin injury in my foot. Not going to recap the whole thing. We were in Okinawa in the Marines. We were playing horseshoes all day. There were some Bud Heavies involved. And towards the end of the day, I looked out at the ocean and I wanted to get in. I don't know how to explain why I am that way. I love being in the water. I've told you this story before about how we took a big trip when I was selling RVs. If you got like top 10 in the company, they would pay for you and a friend to fly to Hawaii for like 5 days, 5 days, 6 days. And when I went there, we went out on one of these gigantic ships, one of these big catamarans, out to go snorkeling. Only it's a bunch of Texans and people are hesitant around the water sometimes if you haven't spent much time on it. And we're on a two-story catamaran. And we get out and park in this huge, deep bay with this clear water, and there's clearly fish everywhere. And everyone's kind of just parked there, and all of a sudden, I just go bahaing off the second story of this thing, off the second story and dive down below because I wanted to be in the water. And I get up, and they're all looking overboard at me like, oh, my gosh, did he fall in? Should we rescue him? And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Anyway, so I go for a swim in the ocean in Okinawa. I'm normally better than this in the water, but I guess I misjudged the tide a little bit. And I got, stop, Chris, that had nothing to do with it. I guess I got stuck on the coral a little bit. Now, if you've never been around coral reef, you should understand it's pretty sharp. Oftentimes it's very sharp. There are a lot of jagged edges. I've cut myself on it before just doing stupid stuff. I know you're going to find that shocking, but I've cut myself on it before. You don't want to be banging against it. So at one point, I got over the coral reef. It was too shallow. It tried to push me off, and I put my foot down to stop myself from banging into it hard. I put my foot on it. It hurt. when I put my foot on it. I'm not going to lie. It definitely hurt. I will say, I don't know what it was, maybe the sun or something like that. It didn't hurt as bad as it probably should have at the time. It was more just the, ooh, ow, ugh, that hurt a little bit. Anyway, back to the beach, woohoo, that kind of thing. No big deal. Didn't put a lot of thought into it. Got up, I think it was the next day or 2 days from then. I think it was 2 days from then. So I think this was a Saturday and we had Monday morning PT, physical training, exercise, Marine Corps style. So get up. You've seen it in the movies. Get your uniform on and go for a run. So we were going for a run around Okinawa beaches and whatnot, and I had something wrong. There it felt like someone was stabbing a knife into the bottom of my foot every time I took a step. Now remember, this is the Marines. At least how it was back then, it's probably different now, but at least how it was back then was you didn't fall out of runs, meaning you don't keep up. You don't fall out or you pay. Believe me, it's worth it to stay in the run and die than it is to fall out of the run. I couldn't keep up. I could not keep up. I couldn't do it. And finally, the doc, our corpsman, pulls me aside. He says, what is going on? And I said, Doc, there's something wrong, man. There's something wrong with my foot. He said, sit down, pull it out. I pull out my foot and he says, geez, Kelly, what's wrong with you? He said a bunch of really not nice things about me and my intelligence and things like that. Apparently, I had the sea urchin needle in the bottom of my foot, broken off in the bottom of my foot. Remember, these are full of poison. So he pulls out this pliers and razor and whatnot, and he pulls this thing out of my foot. I would guess it's about the length of your fingernail. That's about how long this whole thing was. Pulls it out of the bottom of my foot. Now, that was fine, except that part of my foot bothered me for the rest of my life. From that point, this is probably 2002, up until about 3 or 4 years ago, this thing bothered me all the time. It would just be a sore place in my foot, and I would get like this gross callus in the bottom of my foot, up the two pads in the front of your foot. It was in between those. And I'd go to this doctor, and this doctor would say, there's nothing we can do. It's a scar. And this doctor would say, well, maybe it's a wart. And I said, it's not a wart. It's a sea urchin was there. They didn't know what it was. And finally, I go, Michael Berry, as you know, is my mentor, big nationally syndicated Michael Berry. He's my mentor out of Houston. He's the reason I'm talking to you now instead of still selling RVs. Michael and I were hanging out one night, and I was complaining about my foot. I'm like, daggone foot's bothering me again. And his wife is much sharper than Michael. He would back that up. She was former Secretary of State of Texas, just a very sharp woman. She's there and he's there. And they're like, yeah, let me look at this foot. It shouldn't be bothering you for it. I think it was 17 years at that point. They take a look at my foot and they said, oh, no. And they had a hookup with a great doctor here in town. People fly all over the country to come see this guy. Michael calls him and says, hey, we got a veteran here. I didn't have insurance and I didn't have money. So he says, hey, we've got a veteran here. Would you maybe see him for free? Because I didn't have any money. This is 4 or 5 years ago. We were trying to make ends meet. Guy says he will. I go into the doctor's office, and it was just like out of the Seinfeld show, the Seinfeld episode where George gets in there, and then they keep calling everyone in to surround him to examine what he has. Doc looks at it, and he says, well, it's not a wart, but I think there's something in your foot. And I said, no, Doc, you're crazy. Something in my foot? No. My corpsman pulled that out like 17 years ago. Only this is one of those guys who actually knows. He says, no, there's something in your foot. Hang on. And he keeps going and getting all the nurses and all the administrators. And soon, I don't know how many of them, there was an army of them lined up at the bottom of the thing, examining the bottom of my foot. He takes out a razor blade and has to carve a hole in the bottom of my foot. Oh, I know, Chris, it was terrible. And they kept asking me if I wanted an injection, and I kept saying no because I didn't want to look like a wuss in front of all those chicks. But he carved out this huge hole in the bottom of my foot, and when he was done, he brought it to me. The sea urchin, the needle that was broken off, remember? Turns out it had barbs that come out the side of it as well that help it stay in wherever it's going. My doc, who pulled it out of the bottom of my foot, had no idea they had barbs in them. I had sea urchin barbs, a lot of them, in the bottom of my foot for about 17 years. So that is probably not a story that reflects very well on my intellect or anything like that. But nevertheless, it's all gone now. 877-377-4373. Sharla in Washington, go.
Yes. Hi. You know, I called the last week, but I think this has got to be looked into. Bill Gates owns over 40,000 acres of some of the best farmland in North Dakota. China bought like about 20,000 acres of farmland in North Dakota. The governor is Doug Burgum. He used to work with Microsoft. North Dakota has a big oil supply. As you said, all shipping has a coal gasification. And say what?
Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
And the coal gasification plant and all the natural, excuse me, this is my disability, my speech impediment.
And you're doing fine. Keep going.
All this natural gas and stuff like that. And, of course, the stupid Biden.
Yeah, I agree. Brody in Atlanta. Go, Brody.
El jefe de sombrero, buenas tardes, man. I was wondering if you had seen these videos that frequent social media of a white girl having her teeth kicked in by a couple of black girls, or one white dude getting jumped by like 15 fellas, and everybody filming it and posting it on social media. Just wanted your take. And look at the 509, man. I know you don't want to spend $900 on a handgun, but look at the FN 509. It's
$900? Oh. All right, I'll look at it, but I'll try to find one on sale. Chris will find me a sale. And yes, I've seen the social media clips. And you know what? He asked the question, I'll address it. 877-377-4373. I'll get to these calls. I'll answer that question. We'll talk WDE or WEF. We'll get to emails. We'll get to a lot of that. Remember, you do get bonus points if you don't call me on a freaking Verizon phone or a T-Mobile phone or AT&T. And I'm not judging. I've had, believe it or not, all three of those. My first company was AT&T. Then we switched to Verizon. Then we switched to T-Mobile. T-Mobile was the one I switched from when I switched to Pure Talk. Average family saves over $900 a year. Me personally, we have four lines. Me, the wife, and the kids. My bill got cut in half. In half. How about that? Oh, and the money I send them every single month, it comes out automatically. I don't have to worry about it going to causes that I despise, because Pure Talk, their CEO, was a Vietnam veteran. It's such a patriotic company, they base their customer service right here in America. It takes less than 10 minutes for you to switch. You don't even have to switch phones. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon. I don't know when that
road turned on to it is the Jesse Kelly Show. Also, by the way, I want to give a shout out, a little congrats to my buddy Buck Sexton, who used to sit in this spot and talk to you. Buck got engaged. Somebody corralled old Buck Sexton. With a name like Buck Sexton, you know he was going to have to get married at some point in time. So shout out to Buck for that. All right. The guy asked, have I seen these videos, these terrible videos that go around online? And he said the black people jumping white people and things like that. I'll tell you something, and this is going to make me sound sentimental, which you know I'm not, but Hunter Biden, we've talked about it a little bit tonight. Hunter Biden got hacked, and there's a bunch of video going around online now of Hunter Biden doing drugs. He's all drugged out. He's naked half the time. He's with women you don't take home to meet mom. It's bad. It's a bad reflection of anybody. It's not exactly your finest moment. And I know this makes me a minority. One, Joe Biden cannot be president with this person as his son because the blackmail opportunity is simply, it's too great. He can't be president of the United States. He shouldn't be. So, yes, I'll get that out of the way. But two, I actually feel bad for Hunter Biden. Not that he's not responsible for his own decisions. I'm not saying that. But how messed up of a life do you have to be to still be in your 50s and you're just a grease fire? You know, he's broke all the time. And what's wild when you dig into it, when you get past the crack and things like that from these videos, this is going to come back to the what I was asked. I'm not avoiding it. But, you know, Hunter Biden's broke all the time. And there's a lot of really ugly stuff money-wise changing hands on this laptop. A million here for Hunter, there, a million there, 2 million here. And he's always broke. You're in your 50s. You're hooked on crack and ladies of the night, and you blow money like there's no tomorrow. You're just a mess, and you're a mess for a reason. You're a mess because of your parents. I feel bad for Hunter Biden. I realize it's his fault. I realize that. But back to what I was asked. I saw a video over the weekend. Maybe you've seen it. It's floating around social media. A couple cops are having an interaction. Doesn't look like anything bad with a couple of black people on the sidewalk. I don't know where it is exactly. It's in America. And there's a couple black, I think they're, I would guess 3 years old. I would guess 3-4 years old. A couple black kids come up to the cops and start basically hitting and cussing at the cops. F this and F that. And people have chosen to pile on that, understandably. Oh, look at this, look at this. All that does is make me feel bad for those kids, because if you're a child of that age and that's how you conduct yourself in front of police officers, that's how you've been taught. What chance do either of those black kids have at any kind of a decent, normal life with the influences they very clearly have around them? Now, to your point, about the crime problem, about the gang violence crime problem, I've tried to explain this before. I'm going to explain it again. They can't say things publicly because we have an American media that views their job as protecting black people at all costs in this country. And therefore, the truth of this never gets out, because it's a lot of this is black people who are affected by it. But in these big cities, and it's not unique to New York or something like that. Go to Philly and ask a cop. Miami. Go down to, gosh, San Antonio has this problem now. Los Angeles, Chicago, New Orleans. We have a youth gang problem of 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids. They're already stealing. They're already holding people at knife point. Well, let me just walk you through this. You grow up without a father. Mom is probably a bad deal anyway, possibly selling drugs and or maybe even herself at a very young age, bringing home people who abuse you in horrible ways. Everyone around you says, F the police and F this and F that. Screw working. Go sell drugs. By the age of 3 or 4, you're trying to hit uniformed cops and using cuss words to them. And then you move right from there into the local youth gang of your neighborhood. And right from there to, oh, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, you've killed your first man. What chance do you have? Are you even a human being by the time you're done being groomed for that life of crime? What do you want me to tell you? In the big cities now, this feral behavior is encouraged. I don't want to say enabled. That's not true. It is encouraged by the local powers that be, the mayor and DA. They're encouraging this behavior. They're turning violent criminals loose to commit more acts of violence because the communist believes he must cause civil unrest for people to have any appetite for him. That's simply a fact. That's simply a fact. So I don't have an answer for you. You're not going to fix that kind of behavior. Get out of the cities. 877 877-4373 is the phone number. I've told you for so long to get out, and I tell you that not just because of where they are, where they're going. It's not just that it's bad, it's getting worse. And you, with the things you believe, you have no protection anymore in the cities. The law ain't going to protect you. If they lock you up, if you get into some scuffle with some Antifa dirtball, you're going to jail for a long time, Jack. They're never going to see a day in jail. Get out so you can be somewhere where the government system around you, the local system, provides some level of protection. I don't live in Houston proper. I don't go to Houston proper. I live out. You know why I live out? Because whenever I get death threats, which, as you know, is sometimes, I make one phone call and practically the entire police department shows up at my home to make sure I'm okay and put my family under lockdown. One phone call. Can you do that in New York? No, you can't. So pack it up and get out. Get out so you can be safe somewhere, all right? 877-377-4373. I'm going to get to a couple more of these and then World Economic Forum stuff. Hang on. Leave the sinking
ship behind. Come on. Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm so glad it's only Monday because I have so much more to say. And I feel like it's going to take all week to say it. And I want to say just from the bottom of my heart, I feel like I've been awesome today. What, Chris? I feel like I've really delivered. Remember, If you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. All right? All right. Now, let's go to John in Connecticut. Go, John. John, you waited 40 minutes for this? To blow it! Kim in Spokane. Go, Kim. Chris, is anyone still on the line? Does anyone want to talk? Can someone talk to me? Greg in Connecticut, go.
Yes. Hey, we got to stop referring to all these problems as being Joe Biden. It's the Democrat Party. We cannot allow them to divorce Joe Biden. Period. End of story.
That's actually a really good point. I bet they will, too. It's a very good point. We make it all about Biden after the midterms. They give Biden the whole, hey, Joe, time for you to retire treatment. Then their problems go away. That's actually a really, really good point. Not bad. Not too shabby. Charlie in Jersey. Go, boss.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. It's very brief. I'll say it, and I'm interested in your comment. Righteous religion can be fun, even sex fun, but there are only two religions that can give you permission. Righteous Wiccan and...
I don't have any idea what's happening there, but I'm not hanging on for that ride. Scott! Scott in Mississippi, go.
Yeah, hey. Hey, I appreciate you having me. I wanted to tell you, I listened to, in a nice way, a rant that you had about telling people, you know, we are not friends. Like, tell these liberal Democrats, no, we can't be friends. We are total opposite. I'm not going to be your friend. And so, really, really like when you...
You bet. Adam in Connecticut, go.
Hey, Jeff, so great to hear you. I love when I hear a person of your stature, someone who grew up in a fairly well-to-do construction family, talking about how people need to pull them up by their bootstraps and get themselves out of an inner city. It's so great when someone, you know, like you, who has no idea what kind of situation they're in, thinks that someone can just magically get themselves out of an extreme poverty, knowing that you've grown up in a very well-to-do family, construction business. It's really hypocritical.
Yeah. Is that all, Adam? That was so late. You waited all that time for that, and that was the best you could do?
Yeah.
Come on, give it to me. Do better. Come on, let's go. I'm cheering you on. I'm leaving you on the line. I'm rooting for you. Go, buddy, go.
All right. For someone like yourself to somehow think that you understand what it's like growing up a black person in an area riddled with crime, poverty, and just assuming you can move out of town magically is just delusional thinking. And honestly, you should not be lecturing people of color who grew up in an area that is poor. And you can do all the fart sounds you want, but you know I'm right.
Okay. That still was really stupid, and you should feel stupid right now. You should feel really stupid right now. And you know what? Maybe that was mean, but it's important that stupid people feel stupid. Otherwise, they never get smart. I've said this before. You've got to help stupid people know that they're stupid. I didn't ever say that. And again, this is the world of make-believe these people reside in. This is the world of make-believe. I never said if you were in some horrible gang and that was your upbringing that you should leave. No. I'm talking about everyone who can leave should leave. Oh, no, that guy's still going to be there murdering everybody and stealing from everybody. He will. He will. Leave him and all his rich white liberals in there who enabled this behavior. Leave them all to the cities, and you pack it up and pick it up and get out. All right. Klaus Schwab, we've played this before, but I thought this piece was particularly relevant because this says, choose your reality. This is from the AP. Trust wanes. Conspiracy theories rise. And he goes on to talk about how people in the West, they don't trust governments anymore. They don't trust media anymore. And there's something they're going to continue doing now. And it's amazing to watch it. I've used this example before. I'm going to use it again. they think about society like a big ball, a ball that hits in, fits in the palm of your hand. And leadership, media, government, celebrities, all these people, they feel like they are going to control where the ball goes. But think about this ball like a Play-Doh ball. Instead of controlling where the ball goes, though, they're just grabbed a chunk of the ball. That's their chunk. And they're pulling it away from the ball. And they think eventually the big ball is going to move, but it's not. It's just going to break off. Every single thing they do to try to, quote, get that trust back violates our trust. You've heard WEF's Klaus Schwab talk about trust.
We also have to restore trust between the public sector and the private sector, as we have seen in statistics.
Now, I'll play that whole clip. I will, but I want to hit on that really quickly. Restore trust between the public sector and private sector. And here, get this. Probably never say these words again. I agree. Only what he thinks restoring trust is and what I think restoring trust is are two very different things. Take, the 2022 election, or 2020 election, I'm sorry. Take the 2020 election as an example. Take that as an example. You ready? 2020 election. Now, I've told you what I think about that 1,000 times. I'm not going to belabor that point now because that's not the point I'm making right now. It doesn't matter. But the truth is, no matter how you feel about the election, you can see every single poll shows the majority, over 50% of Americans, the majority of Americans believe there was significant cheating in the 2020 election. Now, because I do believe that trust should be restored between the public and private sector, I therefore look at that problem and I say this. Open up the books, everything wide open, every trial on video, covered in the nightly news. Let everyone see every bit of evidence so we can all decide for ourselves. If there was malfeasance, elect the people who we know cheated, let's be honest. Elect the people who cheated. Arrest the people who cheated. Arrest the people who coordinated it. Arrest the people who paid for it so we can all see. And that would earn a lot of public trust back. Klaus Schwab and his types, they don't believe that at all. Oh, they want trust back. They think we do need to, we definitely have to, what do you say, restore it.
We also have to restore trust between the public sector and the private sector, as we have seen in statistics.
But he doesn't mean what I mean. What he means is this. You've seen this over and over and over again. You especially saw this during COVID. You see it about the election. What he means by restoring trust, he means you shut up. You have an opinion he doesn't agree with. You shut up and stop talking. That's what he means. That only pulls that little ball further away from the big Play-Doh ball. These people want trust restored. They have no earthly idea how to regain that trust. That is a fact. I will play you that entire clip of his because the whole thing's kind of creepy. And then we're going to get to headlines I didn't get to, but we're also going to talk about giving back real quick. Real quick. When times are tough like this, we have to give back. We do. Do you have 11 extra dollars a month? Maybe you don't. If you don't, that's fine. Do you have $11 a month? Tunnel to Towers, they're paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows. They're building an entire community just for Gold Star families down in Florida where they can come together and heal together and get on with life together. And the money goes where you want it to go. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look up all the charity ratings. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes where you want it to go. Go give. Go to T2T.org. That's T2T.org. And sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. Go now.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I promised you I would play you that entire Klaus Schwab clip because it's like a minute and 30 seconds long. I will do that for you in just a second. Just remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get to headlines I didn't get to, I wanted to play this whole thing because just listen to these people. These are the evil people running the world. These are the people who have people starving to death in Sri Lanka. Listen very closely to how they talk, to what they say.
We also have to restore trust between the public sector and the private sector. As we have seen in statistics, the trust between those two parts of society never have been as low as it is now. For this reason, we launch in Davos 10 different projects related to infrastructure, to the internet, and so on, which really provide an opportunity for governments and for business to work together to solve the big issues in our world. To restore trust, we also have to recreate confidence into our future. Pessimism has become too much the zeitgeist of our times. We have so many opportunities, but we have to recognize that the world has fundamentally changed. And that's the reason why we have given to this annual meeting the theme, the new context. So we will explore what are the fundamental forces at work, technologically, socially, economically, which require new dimensions for our decision making. And here, I think we should particularly concentrate on the opportunities and not only on the threats. The big issues in the world cannot be solved by governments alone, by business alone, or by civil society alone. We need true collaborative efforts. The Forum has become an international institution for public-private cooperation. And you all, whether in the Congress House in Davos or outside, you are cordially invited to engage and to participate.
Are you creeped out yet? Do you remember what the WEF lady said about the elites and the normal people? Every step these people have taken to try to, quote, earn the trust back, which that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut you up and get you to kneel. Every step has made you pull away.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
Yeah, do you have any food? I know you've seen what's going on in Sri Lanka, but you understand these people are pressing the gas pedal. Now, and we've talked a lot about being prepared, right? Ammo and weapons and water and basics. Man, what do you have for food? And maybe when you're thinking about that, maybe you say things to yourself like, Jesse, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to get. I don't know. Because I know I go through that too. I mean, do I get 1,000 cans of beefaroni? I don't know what to do. No. My Patriot Supply has got you covered. Right now, if you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, again, it's preparewithjessekelly.com, I hook you up with $150 off a three-month emergency food supply. In fact, every three-month emergency food supply you buy, you get $150 off at preparewithjessekelly.com. You don't have to agonize over it. You don't have to think about it. We're talking 2,000 calories a day. I pray to God you never need it. Guess what? Last year in Sri Lanka, not a single citizen there thought they were ever going to need it. Now they need it bad. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go get, just get something for yourself and your family. 2,000 calories a day keep you alive a long time. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Leftists offer a reward for the location of Supreme Court justices. Here's just a reminder to you that this doesn't get turned down or toned down. it gets ramped up from here. Now, I'm not saying that to bring you down. I'm saying that so you understand. Let's say we have a big win in November and then maybe a big win in 2024. The communists, where they are now, they're not going to just step back and say, oh, well, we pushed too far, guys. Let's back off. No, it's going to keep ramping up and up and up until we as a nation show a commitment to remove these people from public life. Educators no longer need a college degree to begin teaching in Arizona public schools. Oh, wow, you might finally get a teacher who knows what they're talking about. Elon Musk tells Twitter he's terminating the deal to buy the social media giant. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. I don't really care about Elon Musk. I don't care about politicians or billionaires. I believe they should be used for as long as they're useful and then tossed to the side the same way they believe about us. Whether Elon buys it or not, I don't really care. I'd prefer he does, but it's his money. Go fly to Mars or do whatever you do with it. Bringing us here, Trump slams Elon Musk as another beep beep artist at an Alaska rally. I don't know why Trump hates Musk. Who knows? It's just yet another long line of grievances. U.S. sending $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine. Doesn't really matter what you think about Ukraine or Russia or our involvement in that. The American powers that be in both parties better understand that as Americans see their standard of living go down, there's going to be less and less of an appetite for any foreign involvement at all. That's simply a fact. People hurting don't want to see $400 million going anywhere. Chinese ice cream brand goes viral after products don't melt, even blasted with a blowtorch. That's probably not the healthiest thing in the world. $15 million in American rescue plan funds went to anti-racism social activism programs for kids. Well, yes, because Democrats get elected and they spend every waking moment punishing their friends and rewarding their enemies. Republicans get elected and they spend every single moment apologizing for their friends to their enemies. Pregnant woman says her fetus should count as a passenger in HOV lanes. No, I can see this a mile away. This is one of those people who drive slow in the HOV lane, and you should have been arrested, baby or no baby. Uber broke laws, duped police, and secretly lobbied governments, leaks reveal. All these major corporations, they all come up with gigantic lobbying wings, and the fact that those exist goes to show you we have way too deep of a government to corporation connection in this country. We're never going to get things right until we sever that line. Corporations shouldn't feel it's profitable to go lobby the federal government. That's a big, big, big deal. Floating abortion clinic proposed in the Gulf to bypass bans. Have I not been saying we need a submarine, Chris? Don't vote for that party. Mexican president slams the Texas migrant policy. I do oftentimes find it hilarious, as much as you know I adore Mexico, to see their horrendously corrupt government chirp at our government at all. Yeah, our government sucks, but you're all on the bankroll of the cartels. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. I think we have Gina Carano on tomorrow. That'd be cool. If not, then I'm a huge liar. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.